Good morning, Bob.
G'day, Darren. How you going?
All right, mate. Did you drop a line last weekend?
No, I didn't, actually. I was going on the Sunday, but I was heading down to Sisters to have a go at the flatties down there, but it come up a little bit in the morning, so it was coming late in the afternoon, a bit too late.
Right. Okay, well, let's have a look at this weekend, and pretty good up the lakes at the moment.
Oh, yeah, good. Toombs Lake in particular. It's a fair hike to Toombs Lake, but, you know, they catch some wonderful fish out of it at the moment. You know, fish up, you know, 8 pounds and stuff like that.
Oi.
They're good fish. So that's well worthwhile the trip. Just fishing your little hard body lures and that, just throwing them out and point your rod in the direction of the lure and slow winding, you know. So it's been really good.
For the benefit of people who may be new to this part of Tassie or, you know, from interstate, how do you get there?
You go down, head down the Midlands. It's sort of in behind Oatland or Ross in that area there.
Yep.
So you head toward the east coast from there. But just pick up your road map and head down. So it's, you know, it's well down the Midlands. So it's probably, say, 2.5 hour trip from here. But when you get there, it's well worthwhile. It's a beautiful little lake too, Toombs Lake. Lake Luke is really good as well. You head to Campbelltown, turn off towards Swansea, and it's about halfway along the Campbelltown Road there.
Righto. What about the rivers? Last week you said catching plenty of flatties. Still the case?
Not so much in the rivers. Flatties out at sea.
Just offshore, yeah.
Yeah, just offshore. Yeah, so that's still happening, and that'll go right through now. You know, we've had really flat water this week. I think it was flat this morning. Yesterday morning, the morning before, there was hardly a ripple on it. You know, it would have been beautiful out there.
Yeah. So have you had any good reports of the last week?
Not so much on saltwater fishing, mainly on freshwater. A lot of good river fishing at the minute. You know, there's wonderful rivers along the coast here, and they're close together. You could fish a whole lot of them if you wanted to. You know, they're only sort of 50 k's apart, really.
Yeah, well, that's right. I know people who go, you know, they might start at the Mersey and then move on to the Forth or vice versa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the whole river system has changed with the floods we've had. Like the Mersey looks completely different now. It's where you could cast a line right across the river. Once now you'd have to have a run up across the river. Yeah. No, I think this summer you'll be able to walk across because it's spread out so wide.
Yeah.
It's only, you'll be trickling between rocks and then there'll be pools. So it's. It'll be interesting to see what it looks like this summer.
Right, so what do you reckon about Bass Strait this weekend?
Bass Strait, I think if it was me, I'd head down to Sisters Beach, launch there, head around toward Rocky Cape and have a go at some of them big flatties there.
Mm.
I think, you know, it's just a nice drive. It's a beautiful place to go as well.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
And what are you doing this weekend, mate?
This weekend, I haven't sort of had much of a plan. I'm going up the lakes, so I'll be doing a little bit of fishing up there.
Of course.
So that's about it so far. I'm taking a couple of my grandkids up for a weekend in the bush, basically.
Good for you, mate. Have a great weekend. And if you need maps and fishing licences and all that, Bob can fix you up there. Blue Peaks is in town, corner of Rook Street. And what are your opening hours?
We open from 9 to 1 on Saturday. 9 to 5:30 every other day other than Sunday.
And Sunday you go fishing.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Darren.